Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Meet your new Supreme Court judge, Ketanji Jackson. In every single case involving child pornography, Judge Ketanji Jackson has been lenient and openly sympathetic with the perpetrators of child rape pornography. Christopher Michael Downs openly bragged about molesting his 13-year-old cousin. He was arrested for trading videos of child rape, including children as young as 2 years old. Judge Jackson gave him the absolute bare minimum sentence. Ryan Manning Cooper was arrested for having more than 600 images involving the rape and torture of children, including infants and toddlers, which is why the prosecutors made it clear that the case was on the more egregious or extreme spectrum. But Judge Jackson disagreed and ruled that distributing images of infants and toddlers being raped is not especially egregious. Wesley Keith Hawkins posted videos of 11-year-old boys being raped by men. Jackson only gave him 3 months, sent him to a low-security prison, arranged for special protections, and apologized to him, telling him that she feels so sorry for him and his family and for the anguish that this has caused all of them. In explaining her light sentence, Judge Jackson argued for the child pornographer's future potential. 6 years later, he was arrested again for distributing child rape porn, and Jackson resentenced him to only 6 months in a residential reentry center. Neil Alexander Stewart was arrested with hundreds of images and videos of child rape while trying to procure children between the ages of 5 and 11 to rape them. Judge Jackson admitted that the felon was likely to reoffend, but still gave a light sentence, arguing that the current recommendations for child sex offenders is outdated and substantially flawed. 3 years later, Stewart reoffended. This is how Judge Jackson got her start. In 2009, President Obama nominated her to vice chair the U.S. Sentencing Commission, where she helped weaken federal sentencing policy for child pornographers by arguing that child pornographers are not pedophiles, which is similar to how Hillary Clinton got her start when she defended a group of men who violently gang-raped a child and later joked how she knew they were guilty. It's also very interesting that when the biggest pedophile scandal in history broke, Judge Jackson was there. After WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, millions of people were asking questions about a strange coded language being used between President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and their friends. A code that seemed to reflect what the FBI says is secret code for pedophiles. The whole sordid mess became known as Pizzagate, and when the Fed's cleanup operation ended up in the courts, Judge Ketanji Jackson was there to help tidy it all up. I'm sure this is all just a coincidence. Just like it was a coincidence that the world's most infamous pedophile blackmail artist killed himself in jail while the guards were surfing the internet. And just like it's a coincidence that Congress has paid out millions of dollars in court settlements that involve sexual assault. In some parallel universe, there may be an Earth that protects its children from pedophiles and other child predators. But not this one. On this Earth, we pay them taxes and sacrifice our children to them. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
in December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to if under operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome to the third hour of the Alex Jones Show here today on InfoWars.com. I'm Mike Adams. I'll be filling in for this hour. I've got some breaking intel to share with you on the controlled demolition of the national food supply. I've also got a special guest coming up here in the next segment who has some additional intel to add to that picture. Now, to set the stage for you here, I need to underscore the urgency of the situation of the controlled demolition of the food supply. I received intel from a different source several weeks ago who told me, and this was a source related to the D.C. swamp and all of what's going on with the Biden regime and so on, and that source told me that their orders had gone out to food logistics companies, supply chain companies, distribution hubs, and so on, to achieve slowdowns in food distribution. And in addition to that, we're watching millions of meat birds who are being culled across America, tens of millions of egg-laying hens and millions of turkeys and so on. And this is all being done via PCR diagnosis of bird flu. And we know that PCR is a fraud. And so we know that the mass culling of these meat birds is part of the controlled demolition to take down the food supply in America and deprive the American people of access to affordable meat, in this case, chicken and turkeys and other such birds. Now, what you're about to learn here today with my special guest is how the rail logistics systems are now, well, canceling or, shall we say, force majeure on selective contracts that deliver grains to dairy herds and other meat animal herds across America. And this is designed to force farmers and ranchers and dairy operators to cull their own dairy cows and meat cows and hogs and so on. And what you have to understand about this is it doesn't take very long to starve to death dairy herds. It only takes a matter of days before they face starvation and just a few weeks before they die. And yet to restore dairy herds, it takes about 8 years to get back to production because, you know, it takes years to raise cows. You have to have cow-calf operations, and then those cows have to mature, and then you can't restore all of it at once. It takes time. It takes, a few years, about 8 years, really, to get back into full operation. So if this effort to starve out the dairy herds in America is successful, and it is happening right now, then we are going to have a shortage of dairy products, you know, milk and cheese and yogurt and everything else that comes from dairy until the year 2030. And this problem is being deliberately caused. And so, again, we've got a guest coming up who's going to give us more intel about that in the next segment, as well as other warnings about what's happening with the grand solar minimum and how it's affecting weather systems that are going to lead to more crop losses around the world. And right now, by the way, in Europe, there is an Arctic cold blast that is shocking the springtime planting. that is happening there. It's going to lead to more food shortages in Europe on top of the shortages that would be caused by a lack of heating gas for the greenhouses across much of Western Europe, as well as the lack of exports from Ukraine, which is the breadbasket of Europe. These effects are going to be felt worldwide. And as of yesterday, there are now food riots in Peru. So it has reached South America. There are uprisings, riots, you know, protests in some European countries, in many Middle Eastern countries, but now South America. And this is only the beginning. We're going to see food riots in the United States. My prediction is the second half of this year. We're going to see mass famine and food scarcity, especially affecting marginal or developing nations that can barely afford to feed to feed their own people, even in normal circumstances. And let me point out something very important in all of this. The globalist extermination efforts to depopulate the planet, they realized that they needed two weapons in order to achieve global extermination. For developed nations, they use vaccines because they knew they could convince people in America and Australia and the UK and so on to take vaccines in very large percentages. But the vaccine uptake was extremely low in developed nations, especially in African nations, such as Nigeria, for example. The vaccine uptake, I think it was only in single digits. And so the weapon system for the globalists to take out developing nations is food scarcity and mass starvation. And that is what is being administered right now. Of course, they're also trying to take down the United States as much as possible. But because the U.S. is a wealthier nation, people can absorb more price increases, and it doesn't eat into their discretionary income as much in terms of percentages as what it does in a developed nation where people are living on, you know, poverty level, a couple dollars a day. And if food prices go up 20%, they begin to starve. In America, food prices have already gone up 20%. We are not yet facing mass starvation. And food prices can still go up further, and they will go up further. One of the guests I interviewed just the other day, Marjorie Wildcraft, is predicting 100% food price increases this year. That is, from January of 2022 to the end of this year, food prices will double. So they went up 20% last year. She believes they will go up 100% this year, and that they will double again in 2023. So we are not far from the point of mass uprisings and food riots, and yet we are living under what I can only call a food terrorism regime, which is deliberately trying to destroy the logistics, the food delivery systems. You've got the USDA paying farmers to not grow food and even to destroy their crops. You've got shutdowns of pipelines. In fact, it was the very first thing that Joe Biden did when he got into the, you know, his fake presidential position, the acting president. He signed executive orders to shut down pipelines and to shut down thousands of permits that could have brought us affordable energy, that could have been used to create fertilizer, that could have been used to fertilize farms and grow food right here in America. If Joe Biden has done anything at all, it is to make sure that America is not self-reliant, to cripple America's infrastructure when it comes to food and energy while waging a culture war against the American people that now has the entire federal government claiming that they don't know what a woman is. Claiming, I mean, even the Supreme Court justice nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, claims she doesn't know what a woman is. And yet she's proclaimed as allegedly going to be the first black woman to sit on the bench, but she doesn't know what a woman is. So we are in very dangerous territory. We are watching the final stages of collapse of a debt-based empire. We're watching the weaponization of food scarcity against the people and the weaponization of the currency with with Biden saying that he now has to have about a $6 trillion budget, a federal spending budget next year. That's about half a trillion per month. And then they're going to have stimulus money printing on top of that, trillions more. We are very rapidly approaching the point where our government, you know, our illegitimate government, is going to be spending $1 trillion a month. We're at $30 trillion in debt right now. $1 trillion a month is coming. And this is the final blowout stage. And then you're going to see the collapse of everything. You're going to see the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the federal government as we know it, the collapse of America as it is currently structured, the collapse of the food supply, the collapse of Democrat cities, the collapse of the rule of law, the collapse of reason and logic, by the way, and even the collapse of definitions of men and women, and that collapse is taking place right now. So we are in red alert territory right now, and we only have a few months remaining until the food starts to go empty, at least regionally, on many grocery store shelves across America. Not that it's all going to be wiped out, but you're going to see food missing from the shelves in many places across the country. So your time to prepare is growing very short. To prepare for the collapse of food, the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the rule of law, all of these things, your time is very, very short. We're going to give you some solutions today, and we'll be back after this break with a special guest with more intel in these areas and much more. I'm Mike Adams, guest hosting this third hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams. When you wake up
in the morning. All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for the rest of this hour. We've got a special guest coming up with new intel on the collapse of the food situation in America, the deliberate collapse. But first, I want to mention how much I love the idea that InfoWars came up with these collectible silver coins. I think it's a fantastic idea. First of all, silver has value all by itself. And by the way, you can get these at patriotcollectibles.com. The current coin, which I believe is the second in the series, is the Tree of Liberty founding member silver rounds. These are 1 ounce custom-made, custom-designed silver coins. Not only are they, of course, silver, but they're also collectibles. They also help fund the InfoWars operation. And did you know that you can actually make colloidal silver out of these coins in an emergency? I've done videos about that using 3 9-volt batteries connected to make 27 volts and then little alligator clips. And you can put 2 of these silver coins in some deionized water, like distilled water. Add a little pinch of baking soda to create a little bit of electrical current capacity, and you can actually make colloidal silver out of silver coins, and you can use that as emergency medicine or topical treatment, you know, for lots of different things. So a lot of people don't know that, but when you get silver, you have money, you also have the potential to create medicine, and in this case, you're also supporting InfoWars.com. So get those at PatriotCollectibles.com. And guys, please save a set for me because I want to buy a set myself. I really want a set of this and I haven't done it, but just let me get in and buy one before they're all gone. They're probably going to be gone like tomorrow, so I better hurry. Anyway, enough said about that. I'm a big fan of silver, big fan of that whole project. All right, now we're going to bring in our guest today, who is David Dubine, and his channels are called Adapt 2030 on various social media and video platforms. And David Dubine is an expert in the grand solar minimum phenomenon, which affects agriculture and crop production. And David brought me some intel yesterday that just coincided with intel that I'd received a couple weeks earlier, but I had not yet gone public with because I wasn't able to confirm it. Well, David's intel confirms this, and now he joins us here to share that intel and break it down for us. Welcome to the show, David. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. And I totally agree. If Russia's going off to a gold-backed ruble and a gold-backed commodity payment system, we're going to be swinging back into using precious metals. And I'm sure down the road after this food collapse and during it, you're going to be able to use those rounds of silver to trade off for medicines, food, ammo. Just like it's been through history, those metals are always used and tradable. Always has been for the last 6,000 years, so I don't see why it would change in this cycle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, David. I'm glad you jumped right to that point, because when food scarcity becomes widespread, you end up seeing a lot of real desperate local barter and trade, and the things that people trade for food historically around the world in collapse scenarios are ammunition, silver especially, and then other forms of emergency medicine. You know, not so much fiat currency, because usually these are in situations where the currency is collapsing. But how desperate do you think the situation is going to get here over the next 1 to 2 years in America, David?
Oh, I would fast forward that to less than 6 months. Coming into the harvest season of this year, 2022, we're definitely going to see something that nobody has really envisioned in terms of how society can collapse so quickly, and how scarce food can become even in a food-producing nation, and how fast the value and the agreed value of a currency, a fiat currency that's traded for goods and services across the planet, how that faith can be so, like, in an instant eroded away where that will have no value. And if you have a valueless piece of paper, you're not going to bring anything into your country. I mean, yeah, you could use it within the country during that initial collapse phase, but at that point, then what do you really get from that paper? Nothing. And we've always had this illusion that it's going to last forever. I mean, even empires, I think the average length of an empire span is 265 years, somewhere around there. Fiat currencies are, you know, they just don't last. Whatever form they have taken up to this point, 100% of them have collapsed, except the ones that are in use now. They've all collapsed up to this point. And we're talking thousands of years. So if you're looking at historical cycles, and that's what I like to study, is cycles, the things that trigger societal collapse, government overthrows, economic shifts, and then population migration, there's a cycle to that as well. And I think we're right at the cusp of another one. But it's all about the agreed value. And then you really, what is it going to be value when, you know, what is a 50-pound bag of a hard red winter wheat that could be used as seed or ground into grain? What's the true value of that if you're in a starvation scenario? But it is going to be lightning fast.
I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, what is real value? Because right now our economy has been based on a lot of financialization of the economic output, which is bankers creating financial instruments, derivatives, and making bets on things that are real, but then assigning value to the bets themselves, which is how we got the subprime mortgage collapse situation. But we are seeing right now, especially with Russia and the decisions made by Putin, a shift from global financialization of the economy to global commodities-backed currencies. And in the case of Putin, even gold-backed. Now, what, 5,000 rubles to a gram of gold, which establishes really a floor for the price of the ruble, which also establishes a floor for the exchange rate of the ruble to the dollar via gold. But Russia is now saying that they're going to demand rubles for commodities exports, especially from unfriendly countries. So it's not just energy now. It's going to be aluminum. It's going to be wheat. It's going to be other minerals and metals, copper, things that they export, and fertilizer as well. So suddenly commodities matter. What's real has real value. Your thoughts, David?
Well, if we go back to the denarius and the 250 grains of wheat measured down to the exact grain for that weight of silver, I mean, are we going to go back to silver traded for food? Because food, in my opinion, will become the most valuable commodity on the planet, hands down. Everything else will be second, third, and fourth. Food is the thing that keeps a society and a civilization functional. If you don't have the nutrients, the calories to keep your bodies and industry moving and people functioning, to keep the base level of just keeping the lights on, if you don't have food to supply that, you see through history, they'll let nations go down into vegetarianism to send protein to the troops so the frontline guys keep the morale up. And look at World War II when we went to Victory Gardens and how they rerouted all the highest value foods to the frontline troops. It's all about the food. And you need bodies functional, and you need that protein, and you need the micronutrients, and you need the minerals and the vitamins. And if you don't have that, your cognitive function declines, and so does the ability to make good decisions and just physically getting work done. You can't have a society where everybody's laying on the floor malnourished. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, you make a really good point there that when people lack calories and they're facing famine, their cognitive function begins to decline, and you might end up in a country where people don't even know the difference between a man and a woman, for example. That could happen. Or you might end up with a president who doesn't know where he is, or, you know, a fake president who's demented and mentally incapacitated. But in any case, I know you've got a lot more intel to share with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break here, David. Stay with us. I want to ask you then about more specifics about what's happening with rail-based deliveries of grain across America and why this is not yet public information, but it will be soon. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back here on The Alex Jones Show.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, get prepared. Take some notes for this section here, this segment of the show today. Welcome back. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here for Alex Jones Show today on Infowars.com. And we're joined by David Dubine, who is the creator of the channel called Adapt 2030. And he's an expert in the grand solar minimum and the effects of solar radiation on food production and weather systems as well. So welcome back, David. I'd like you to get into now, you and I both have many different intel sources, and you really shocked me with some of the intel that you shared with me yesterday. I know there are details that you can't yet make public, but share with us what you can, and then I'll augment that with some of my sources. But go ahead and jump right into that.
Yeah, well, and the way we're going to take a look at this is it's going to be broken into two different parts of the world as we know. We've got the industrial side over here, and then we have sort of Main Street, just people going off into the supermarkets that are going to soon experience what the industrial side is seeing. Well, when you're going to move grain, it doesn't generally move by truck. It's too bulky. It's too heavy. The ROI on that by moving 18-wheelers, it just doesn't work unless it's in a very, very close location to where it's coming off the field, if you're going to take it from the granary to a factory that might be a mile or two away. And they might even have set up some sort of conveyor system at that point to cut down on on that over the years of how many transports they're going to take. So you're going to generally run your grain by rail. And if you're a major buyer and you know how many cattle you have and what your throughput is per year, you're going to contract forward that out on, I need this many rail cars for this year, and I will guarantee payment that we will take 100,000 cars, 220,000 cars, and you give it to us at a certain price, and you always know that we are going to run grain on this. So you're going to have the correct cars, and your teams are going to get ready, and then you'll have your crews, and everything should be a well-oiled machine. If you're buying in at 200-plus thousand rail cars on delivery, that should be a devoted staff and team just for your movement of goods. But it seems that even though there has been payment on contract, Walmart and consumer goods have suddenly bumped grain off the rails because they're paying about 30% more for the delivery. And even though it's on a contract basis, they're calling force majeure. Now, force majeure, at least for me, you know, just the way I understand, that's an act of God. Your ship capsized at sea because of a rogue wave. You know, there was massive fires that blew through and rolled up, you know, 600,000 square acres somewhere that ruined your facilities and it ruined tracks and you couldn't, you know, transit at that point. Anything an act of God on that kind of earthquake, a landslide that's taken something out. But to get a higher freight rate from consumer goods manufacturers and sellers in large box stores to then knock the grain off the rails to put theirs in the front of it, it just doesn't make sense to me unless it's to slow down the delivery of grains to the end user, whether it's feeder cattle or dairy and chicken and turkey. You know, these are all, you know, included in this hog, but now they want to vaccinate the chickens and it just gets into this whole bizarre world of they want to vaccinate chickens now. And you see where that might take it. But
so
if you slow down the grain,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what you're saying is that the rail carriers are now dropping the contracts that they previously agreed to deliver hundreds of thousands of cars of grain to certain kinds of operations such as cattle and dairy and so on. And they are claiming force majeure, which means they don't have to make good on their contracts. That's what you're saying. And that is beginning now, correct? Are you able to confirm that?
Yes. And it's also the rule of law. If we look at, you know, contract law, it means there is no more rule of law. So now this, you know, where does it move from this point? You know, the faith in a fiat currency being shattered at the moment with the U.S. dollar, it's no different than if force majeure is being called because you want to get a higher freight rate from an industrial good to deliver off to Walmart or somewhere. It's the same thing. The rule of law no longer exists. So
we saw that with the CDC interfering with rental contracts right during COVID. So, yeah, they just said we're going to overwrite the contracts. But critically, what you are saying is that dairy herds and cattle herds and so on, they will begin to starve to death within a few days from right now. And if they are not in some way able to be fed or rescued or whatever, then entire herds in America are going to be culled. I mean, they're going to be killed. You know, it's like killing the goose that lays the golden egg. In this case, you know, you're killing the cow that provides the milk, that provides the cheese and the yogurt and everything. And it's going to take years to ever bring that back, many years.
And then look on the consumer side, too. If you go up the chain of value in dairy, you know, it's the whey proteins, and then you finally get up to what would be put and included in the infant formulas. Now, a lot of people are thinking about this. If there's a complete destruct in the dairy industry, yeah, your cheeses might not come, and milk is the bottom of the barrel. That's the lowest, value product that comes out of a dairy facility. But, you know, when you're bringing it far up to the point where infant formulas are going to get disrupted or even non-available, where does that bring part of our society if, you know, you're being malnourished anyway and you're counting on to be able to feed children? I don't know. That takes us in this direction.
Well, folks, I want to encourage everybody, if you can, get yourself some goats. Seriously, get some Nubian goats. That's a great breed. You can milk Nubians. They're much more productive than the Nigerian dwarf goats that I have, that I milked in years past. It's a lot of milking work to get a little bit of milk, by the way. It's not really worth it. But you get some bigger goats and you can, you know, infants, you know, human babies can live on goat's milk. It's actually the best replacement for them instead of the processed garbage that's sold, you know, in the stores, so-called infant formula. It's junk, in my opinion. It's toxic, in my opinion. But I also wanted to add this, David. We have intel because we're in the food business as well. We were told, I think roughly 2 months ago, that there's no more certified free-range organic milk powder in North America as of 2 months ago. And, you know, that's a product that we buy, you know, 50,000, 100,000 pounds at a time or whatever. Can't even get it. It's gone. And that was before this that you're talking about. So even we are seeing shortages. We are seeing just things completely wiped out, especially, you know, organic options are just getting destroyed. And then conventional options are going to be destroyed as well. So, you know, how, when are the mainstream Americans, in your opinion, David, going to go to the grocery store and start to see some shocking, significant percentage of the shelves empty? Or is it just going to be prices are 300% higher, but they still have supply or a mixture of that? What's your opinion?
We can start over in England or in the UK. They're giving a list right now of things that were grown in greenhouses that are not going to be available for anybody to purchase. This is in England, you know, things like eggplants, that sort of thing. Again, it comes down to can you heat the greenhouse and, you know, what's the production coming out of that? But I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they are work and go in or associated with Walmart in a certain capacity. And they were saying that the prices there, they're repricing 6,000 food items right now. So that'll give you an indication. Aldi is also increasing prices of food anywhere from 30 to 50%. I know that's in Germany, but it's also the same here in the United States. So, you know, we come into that conundrum, like how on a different supply chain, completely separated from an ocean, some of it's locally sourced or at least continentally sourced. Like, how do you raise the prices across the board on both continents the exact same percentages, which doesn't make sense? But there is some drip feed of what is going to be lost or what is going to be less available in stores. And you might have to put a sheet together to start to take a look at all the strawberries won't be there, Abergains won't be there, the oranges aren't coming here. And you just look at the nations that are having a problem in Europe that export out as well. You know, you got the Spain over there, problems, France is having problems. And it is going to be it's going to be like chipping a piece of ice away to make an ice sculpture. Well, you hit one piece, maybe there's a larger chunk that comes off. You hit it and there's a couple flecks that come off. It's going to be the same way with the food in availability. You might go in one day and then, you know, one shelf is completely empty, or you go in the next day, it's one thing that's been repriced or not available. And notice the switch that's coming over. And take a look at your cans and see if they've been double stamped for the goodbye date or the expiration date. Because there seems to be stories coming across of a lot of cans that have been double stamped, so you can't really read the expiration dates on it. Don't know if it's on
purpose. Hey, David, I got to jump in here. Sorry to interrupt you. We're going to go to break here shortly. But I'm going to go grab a lid of my own hydroponic grow system. I'm going to show it to you here on camera. I'm going to go grab that during the break, and I'll be back to show people that. And let's bring some solutions into this, David. What can people do right now to not starve to death and to be more food self-reliant as Joe Biden is trying to destroy the food supply for all Americans? We'll be
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Chuckin'.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Wow, I had to make a mad dash to my grow area to show you this. We're going to talk about solutions for food. Let me show you this. This is these are some plants of a hydroponic system. This is a non-circulating hydroponic grow box system, and it uses no electricity and no pumps whatsoever. So if you look at these plants, you see they're developing their own root systems. And this works in an off-grid mode. If the electricity goes down, your plants don't die, unlike in many aeroponic systems. And if you want to just research this, there are a ton of videos online. This is called the Kratky system, K-R-A-T-K-Y. And technically, it's called the suspended net pot non-circulating hydroponic system. And I am growing unbelievable amounts of food using this system. You can make them yourself. It's not a sales pitch here. This is a pitch for not dying of starvation, basically. But right, this happens to be, I think, Paris Island lettuce. You can grow red oak leaf lettuce. You can grow chard. You can grow cilantro, oregano. You can grow your own herbal medicine. You can then distill those. You can make your own natural antibiotics using this system. No soil, no weeds, dirt cheap to operate. Let me set it down. It costs almost nothing to do this after your initial investment on the bins. So, David, I want to ask you also, wow, I got water and roots here all over. I want to ask you, you know, just with that introduction, how critical is it that we all have to get to solutions and we have to become more food independent? And what do you recommend people do to start that journey if they haven't started it already?
First, I would you know, set aside a budget, you know, with your family or you know, husband, wives, whatever it is. Take a look at your finances and see how much first you can allocate to getting seeds and getting tools. And you're going to need row cover in case it gets cold. And you're going to have to think of things to defend your plants. And can you make natural insecticides from things that are, you know, more, they're not going to get into your food system and make you sick. And you, it's a great point, all the lettuces that you spoke about there. What is the nutrition content or the vitamin or the mineral content in lettuce? I mean, a perfect example is romaine lettuce versus iceberg lettuce. If you look at romaine, it's literally 4X to 10X across everything from the vitamin A all the way from the iceberg lettuce. Multiple, you know, extra. Let's see, that would be, I wouldn't consider it exactly a superfood like Moringa oleifera might be or goji berries. You have to go in more into Chinese medicine on the longevity herbs, but things that can keep you nutrient rich, because if you look at the plagues through history, the reason that a lot of these plagues onset were because people's immune systems were so depleted because they didn't have, you know, micronutrients, vitamins, any sort of things that we would need. So if you have the research, and we have the internet available right now, start to do the research on things that can grow in your area that are easy to grow. Like Moringa is the miracle tree, incredibly easy to grow. But then, you know, do an analysis on what you want to eat, because you're not going to want to grow something that you're not going to eat. But then it's really, you know, doing a little bit of research on, you know, what's going to keep your body sustained, what's easy to grow, and what you can protect easily. You know, that is a good weekend of a few people doing the research, and at least you can get a base list of where you can go out and then get the seeds and start getting your garden together at that point. At the base minimum, doing something like that.
Well, absolutely, David. I'm really glad you mentioned those points about nutrition, because the lettuce and the processed food and all the dead food that you typically buy at the grocery store, it's not doing you much good anyway. You may think you're filling your belly, but you're not getting the nutrition that you need. And one of the silver linings from this global famine that has already begun is that more people are going to learn about how to grow real nutritious food. And you might think, you know, if you're a meat eater, you know, barbecue all the time, you might think, oh, I can't live off lettuce. Well, yeah, you can't live off that garbage lettuce that you've had at the store. You can live off of this stuff in an emergency, and you might be able to augment it from time to time with some venison or some wild hog or some rabbit meat if you raise some rabbits or some chicken meat or chicken eggs or even a squirrel or something from time to time. You can augment this, but this can be your primary source of medicinal molecules, plant-based medicine, and it can give you, you know, the fiber and fill your belly with some real protein. There's calcium, there's magnesium, there's protein, there's chlorophyll. This is real food, not the garbage that they sell in the lettuce section at the grocery store. So thank you for pointing that out, David. What additional thoughts do you have, solutions for people right now, things that people might want to look into?
Well, the superfoods are really kind of where I'm focusing right now, because if you look at mulberry, those are quite easy to grow, and then you can eat the mulberry leaf or turn it into a powder and save it, dry it, keep it for a longer period of time. Moringa as well, the leaves off the moringa tree, superfood, and you can powderize those leaves, but you can eat them fresh, and the mulberry as well. So I'm kind of looking at all these dual-purpose trees that give you the fruit, that give you the drumsticks that you could produce into oil off moringa. But, you know, trying to use every part of the tree during the seasons, and if you have a tree growing, it's quite a bit easier to maintain it than it is replanting annual flowers or vegetables that you're going to turn into your medicines. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Let nature help you along as long as you start that process and maintain the process. If you're in that mind frame of turning it into a forest and, you know, what can you forage through the different months of the years. Now, you spend the $12 or $15 to go to a bookstore and get a book on what grows in your area. Like if you bought one of the books in the Southeast U.S. where I'm at, it's not going to do you much good in Oregon or something. But get regional books where you can forage and find things that grow in your area to supplement also. Because every month of the year, there's something to eat, even coming into the nut season at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Speaking of proteins, walnuts, hickory nuts, that sort of thing, chestnuts. There's a lot of nuts around that people don't think to eat any longer.
We get about a dozen eggs a day from our current hen laying flock. And remember, folks, you can also plant trees such as mulberry trees that will provide food for chickens. So you need to also think about how to grow your own grain or food supply for chickens or rabbits. And rabbits and chickens will eat also the leftovers from your garden. And then in addition, you need to be able to think about how to create your own fertilizer. And as I was interviewing Marjorie Wildcraft recently, just talking about urine. You know, it's talking about the fertilizer value of urine, which people normally flush away. You're going to have to start thinking about that as another resource, an actual fertilizer resource that your body makes. And you can use that on a garden, and it can replace the synthetic fertilizers that are going to be in short supply. And I know it might be an odd thought. People are like, what, I got to save my pee? Well, I mean, only if you want to not starve to death. You know, start thinking about these things. It's very real. So, David, we're down about a couple minutes left here. I want to give you an opportunity to tell people a little bit about you and your work and how people can follow you as well. I know some of your videos are on many platforms, including Brighteon and others. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now, your focus.
Well, I've been following the cycles in history based on solar activity and how that would then affect what you consider civilization or society or emperors or these types of things that we've seen, kingdoms, fiefdoms, that they're on a regular collapse pattern, but they're also on a regular growth pattern to the apex of what would be considered art and mathematics and engineering of the times. Of every thing that you look back in history, it's always at the apex and then they collapse. Well, why is that? And that's what I started to look at, and then I was doing this cycle study, and it brings us to this point right now. And my whole message is we can get through this together if we're all informed enough to start to go off and be more self-autonomous and do your own decentralized gardening and grow our own foods and create communities that can then work through this. That's the message that I'm giving, trying to analyze the problem and then come up with solutions at the same time, because we are here now because everybody in the past did live through these events. And, you know, what we're facing now with so many more people on the planet, it's going to take a coordinated effort for us to move through. But in smaller communities, if you understand what's happening and the collapse cycle and what's being triggered with the losses of foods being grown on an industrial scale due to solar activity and jet streams and cloud cells moving, you can put some sense to it. And once you do that, you know, communities have survived through time immemorium. So it's time for us to get back to take our own sovereignty back for so many aspects of our lives that have been given away to centralized control. But it's time to take it back, organize. And that is truly my message is, you know, when I find new information, let's share it. And then maybe that'll help you and get you and your families and your communities a little bit more prepared so we can get through this. Because if your community is more prepared than mine is, we're all going to get through this better.
Yeah, we've all got to have this shared preparedness or mutual grassroots decentralized preparedness, and that's what's going to get us through this. And I just want to mention some names, too. And not only you, David Dubine, but Ice Age Farmer is doing some excellent work in this area. Right, Christian. Marjorie Wildcraft, of course, is teaching people how to grow food. You know, I'm one of the experts in the area of food as well, and I'm sharing information every day. You know, I've got a podcast on Brighteon. Of course, I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. I think everybody knows that here. But, folks, you know, get the resources that you need. Get some stored food where you can, but also learn how to grow food if you want to make it through this. And support InfoWars.com. The silver coin is at PatriotCollectibles.com to help this broadcast stay on air so we can continue to bring you these critical messages for human survival as we move into this time of controlled demolition. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.